Hello, everyone. Welcome to the December 20th, 2015 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. So, let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for December 20th to December 27th and beyond? Last week, December 13th to 20th, there were not any significant changes in the planetary pattern. But this week, there are a lot of changes in the zodiac coming. The first celestial event will be Mars changing signs on Wednesday, December 23rd. Since early November, Mars has been in Virgo, where it raised quite a lot of havoc by being conjunct Venus and conjunct Rahu, and most recently, opposing Uranus. Now, with Mars entering Libra, these nasty combinations are out of the picture. The sign Libra is also more conducive to harmony, compromise, and fairness. So, the combative energy of Mars is tamed somewhat while in this sign. But Libra also has a powerful idealistic streak, and Mars can make Libra into a fanatical goal-setter. For instance, Hitler was Libra rising with a strong Mars influence. So, for some people, Mars transiting through Libra is going to kick up some dust. Case in point, Hillary Clinton. Since she's Libra rising, with three of her natal planets in Libra, you can expect to see Hillary highly energized during the coming weeks, and even more than usual, ready to respond to any challenges, as well as challenging others. Next week, I'll go through the zodiac and describe what to expect for your rising sign. Venus will also be changing signs this week. On Christmas Day, in fact, the planet of love, relationship, agreements, guidance, finance, and so forth, will leave its own sign Libra and enter Scorpio. Venus, the planet of romance in Scorpio, is a bit intense, since Scorpio is a very passionate sign. Things can get out of hand. Since Scorpio is a sign ruled by Mars, and Mars will be simultaneously in Venus's sign Libra, these two planets will be trading energy with each other, a combination in Vedic astrology called Parivartana Yoga, or mutual exchange of sign rulership. Thus, Venus and Mars will be in a compelling relationship for the next few weeks, an energy pattern that stimulates passions, creates excitement, and better serves the needs of zealots rather than compromisers. There will be a full moon on Christmas Day, Friday, December 25th. This one is in Gemini, the sign of ideas and reasons, but the full moon is more emotional rather than reasonable, and this day is a day of strong emotional significance for a lot of people. Further, this full moon is in the lunar sign Adra, which has an association with Rudra, the storm god. So, likely to be a Christmas of strong emotions. And, finally, we have Mercury changing signs on Saturday, December 26th. Mercury will leave willful, self-righteous Sagittarius and enter Capricorn, the sign of responsibilities and practical realities. So, This is a bit different. The planet of ideas and reasons will be in a sign noted for a practical attitude and realistic goals for the next few weeks, which is a good thing. Except, there is also something else happening. As Mercury enters Capricorn, it comes into position to receive the exact square aspect of Mars, which has just recently entered Libra. The 90-degree aspect of Mars is considered to be especially malefic. So, this is bad for Mercury. Because Mercury is slowing down in its progress in the zodiac due to approaching a retrograde period next month, this pattern of Mars square Mercury will continue for the next couple of weeks. Mars, the planet of aggression, will be attacking the planet of reasons and explanations. Not especially good for rational discussion and understanding. Okay, that's what's happening in the zodiac this week. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.